Good evening. I'm Jim and Dougal from Hutchins Grammar School, just about a mile from here in Glasgow. I've got two of my colleagues here as well. Delighted to be here. I was at a teacher meeting about 4 years ago. Ewan referred in his video clip to the one 5 years ago, which I didn't manage to get to, but I've been, I think, everyone since then. They are fantastic events. Sharing of ideas among colleagues is just the best kind of CPD. I fully agree with my fellow geographer, Ollie Bray, who I regret I don't think is here tonight, but that's beside the point. I'm, if you don't mind, not going to talk to the screen. I'm just going to talk to yourselves, partly because anything could happen if I'm talking, so I'd rather just speak to yourselves. I am a deputy head at Hutchins Grammar School with responsibility for international education and a geographer. What I want to share with you today is our experience with the Convenience Partnership, which is organised by the European Union, and to tell you a little bit how we feel that galvanised the number of activities in our school. I don't want this to be a puff for my own school, however, other than to illustrate what I think is an experience which all of us can gain from. What we attempted to do 2 years ago was to set up a partnership with two other schools in Europe. You may well know about the Comenius Project. If you don't, then the Comenius Project is a very enlightened idea, as I say, funded by the European Union, which allows schools from across the European Union, and in fact, I think some schools that are not actually part of the European Union, just European schools, in fact, who wish to have partnerships with other schools. These can be bilateral arrangements, one school to another, or in our case, a multilateral partnership. There were three schools involved. This is fully funded by the European Union, and I think this is to be very much applauded in a time of financial crisis, if you like. And I would strongly encourage colleagues here to look at the Communist Partnership option, perhaps for next year. There's a call for proposals, I think, which goes out at the end of this year, and you can start making applications. What was our project about? Our project was primarily a project involving a school from Poland and a school from Germany, with which we'd already had some links, to look at urban change and urban renewal in our three respective cities. Glasgow, of course, with massive urban renewal in the last 20 years. Nuremberg, which of course is the twin city of Glasgow, has had extensive urban renewal, obviously post-war. And Radomsko, a small industrial town in the centre of Poland. What I liked about the project, the Communist Project, is the way it brought people together. TeachMeet is bringing people together. This was, if you like, the ultimate TeachMeet, bringing people together from various schools, various communities with very different traditions, very different ideas. An independent school in Glasgow, a Stadt Gymnasium in Germany, and a state school in Poland. Three very different schools, but with a common objective of working together on a partnership. The benefits of this partnership were manifold. There was many benefits indeed. Not least the opportunity to meet with friends, staff and pupils from other schools, but to develop new skills and to learn more about your own colleagues. I think that was one of the most important aspects of our Comenius project. The process of making the application, of thinking through why we wanted to have this project, I think was critical. One of the things I'm particularly proud about in our school is we brought together staff, both teaching and non-teaching. The expertise of my colleagues didn't depend on whether they were teachers or non-teachers. We have fantastic abilities in our school in terms of digital photography, film abilities, and so forth. And bringing people together like that, I think, was one of the great achievements of the project. What about the actual project itself? We had to work together with the schools in Poland and with Germany, and we decided what was our project going to be? Urban renewal. And we decided to focus very much on digital photography and film. Obviously, skills which people find very interesting. A large number of youngsters have got digital cameras, of course. Staff have got an interest in digital photography. We found this was the one way which got people working together. Our first project was in Poland, where my colleagues went to Poland and created a fantastic film there, showing the urban development in Radomsko, an industrial town in the centre of Poland. I think what's really important is not so much the minutiae of what we did, but it was the fellowship that the Comenius Project engendered. It was meeting people from other countries. I'm a strong believer in global citizenship. I think global citizenship is one of the main things we can do, if you like, to help and galvanise the curriculum for excellence, to get people working together, sharing ideas. If learning is about anything, it's about perhaps going outside your comfort zone. leaving the comfort of your own school, your own community, and going to another school. Staying with people you don't really know very well, being a little bit worried about what's going to happen when you go there. I think these kind of opportunities are fantastic as ways of developing. The young people that we sent on our Comenius project, both to Poland and to Germany, I think gained immeasurably by their experience. I think what I particularly liked was the friendships that have developed since the project. The project formally concluded in June, but further projects are in the offing. For example, my colleagues over there and myself are going off to Poland next week to pick up on the project. There have been all sorts of contacts with our pupils and the pupils in Germany and Poland, talking with one another, sharing ideas, putting pictures they've taken about the project on Facebook. And I think this idea of collaboration is essential to good education. Comenius is an opportunity which I would strongly advise you to take, but it's not necessarily an opportunity available to all schools. Not every school is willing or able to take on the responsibility of coordinating a project like that. But the European Union has all sorts of different contexts for collaborative learning, which I think I would recommend. Among them is e-twinning. E-twinning is a way by which you can get in touch with other schools through a shared website, where you can post ideas, photographs, text, suggestions. So it's not always necessary for you to physically go to another country to find out more about a country. So I would strongly urge colleagues here tonight to think about the opportunities which Comenius, the European Union, can afford to us for getting to know other countries and the challenges and the opportunities which such projects learn. Thank you.